ABC Radio Australia.
Papua New Guinean politics has been thrown into further chaos, and PNG social media is in overdrive with the leaking of a confidential Ombudsman Commission report of its findings into the controversial $1.2 billion UBS loan that was used to purchase a 10% stake by the government in the Australian-listed oil and gas company Oil Search. The 322-page report was completed in December last year and hadn't yet been tabled to Parliament. It found, among many things, that the PNG government may have breached 15 laws. The Prime Minister, Peter O'Neill, though, has slammed the leaking of this report as clearly political. He says opposition MPs are playing a dirty game as they try to gain support to change the government. Mr. O'Neill has said in a statement that the matter is likely to now be the subject of a judicial review because those who were named in the report weren't given the chance to defend themselves, as the report was still in draft form. He's also warned media that they could be subjected to legal action by those named as well. Now, this all comes, of course, as Papua New Guineans are waiting for Parliament to return later this month and early June, when a vote of no confidence is expected to happen. It follows several senior ministers abandoning their portfolios and joining the opposition in recent weeks. One of those is the former Health Minister, Dr. Puku Temu, who's responded now to accusations from the Prime Minister, who described his former colleague as an opportunist when he switched camps. Now, Dr. Temu's told ABC Radio Australia that's not the case. He spoke in Talk Piston. Let's take a listen.
It's an opportunist because me too, Michelle Rose, me too, number. Number is the Viet law. Viet law, Peter O'Neill, 60 over. So suppose me too, opportunist, and me too, got number, and can talk in me too, so me too, opportunist. We... Me losing PNC because all something all true or some we've been talk law news law here.
That is Dr. Puku Temu speaking there in Talk Piston to ABC Radio Australia. Essentially, he was saying that he admits that the opposition doesn't yet have the numbers required to have the majority in Parliament. So he says he's certainly not an opportunist, and he was simply switching because of his concerns with the way that Peter O'Neill was leading the government. And Dr. Temu also has added his voice to accusations that Mr. O'Neill has a tight control over the cabinet, over government departments, and also state institutions. And he also raised concerns about the standard of education in PNG under the policy of Peter O'Neill, where they provide free education to all PNG students. It's known as TFF.
The budget support is there for health, but we don't deliver the full budget. Example, you know, end of last year, there was $75 million shortfall for TFF. So not all schools received it. So that compromised the standard of education in the country. And so you have, we were advising, look, take it slowly, not to bring TFF very quickly, but over a period of time. Now we've got about over 1 million in schools, but we haven't done the same numbers as teacher education. And so the quality of the 1 million children who are going through the TFF policy has been severely compromised. And so those are, and it requires policy review, and now the Catholic Conference of Bishops is now calling on the government to review the TFF policy because it's also affecting their schools as well in terms of qualities. And so those are the things that really need to be looked at.
Well, that is Dr. Puku Temu. He is the former health minister who recently left the cabinet, the coalition of Peter O'Neill, the prime minister, of course. Now, Mr. O'Neill, who's also spoken with ABC Radio Australia, he did so yesterday before that ombudsman report was leaked. So he was maintaining confidence in both his numbers, but also the effectiveness of his policies, like the TFF. Now, he did reshuffle his cabinet the other day, awarding his coalition partners with some ministerial positions. Here he is speaking with ABC Radio Australia.
Hello, look in the commitment to plan the members of staff one-time government today.
The team, those who are in the government today, are strong men. They're thinking of delivering services to the districts and our communities. They believe in our good policies, like free education, free healthcare, making sure we have world-standard high-class infrastructure, and that we strengthen work of our districts and provincial governments. So lots of the good policies we've put in place already, and we are continuing to strengthen. I think we'll see that those who have run away, they don't have alternative policies to run the government. They talk hot air about wanting to change government only to get power. But they haven't come out in public about if they want to win government, we would do this for education or health or make sure that our economy continues to grow. They don't say that. So our government is still strong. We have the members we need on the floor of parliament to run this government in parliament.
Government leave is not strong yet. You need a number of floor or running this government inside of parliament.
That is the PNG Prime Minister Peter O'Neill speaking there in Tokpisin. And he also accused those who have defected of not actually giving examples of some of the decisions that have been made that they say were either not made in the interest of the country or were made solely by Mr. O'Neill. Here he is.
Only not to talk law, one of this is instead of me in a working law interest of the country, because many of the decisions are collective decisions. Collective decisions, yeah.